This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Nepal Telecommunications Authority calls for making arrangements for unobstructed use of internet services. UML statute convention ending today. And Taiwan says dozens of Chinese planes entered its defense zone. Now, the news in detail. Nepal Telecommunications Authority, NTA, has urged all stakeholders for making arrangements for the unhindered use of internet services, stating that the internet services has become disrupted at many places of the country due to the haphazard cut-off of the optical fiber at various locations. The NTA has urged for making arrangements for the unhindered use of the internet services. In a press release today, the NTA urged the bodies concerned not to cut off the optical fiber at a time when efforts are being made to resolve the dispute over the rate of pole rent between the Internet Service Providers Association of Nepal, ISPAN, and the Nepal Electricity Authority, NEA, by holding discussions among the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology, the NTA, NEA, and ISPAN. The NTA has called on all the bodies concerned to take legal action against anyone causing obstruction to the state's very essential service and to safeguard such infrastructures, laying emphasis on seeking solution through talks. Likewise, internet service in most of the areas across the country, including the Kathmandu Valley, has been affected after the Nepal Electricity Authority launched a drive to remove internet cables from the utility poles used by internet service providers. The NEA and ISPs have been at loggerheads after the former increased rental charges for utility poles used by ISPs. The NEA has blamed that the ISPs have yet to clear long-standing due for using utility poles. NEA, through a notice, has asked ISPs time and again to clear the dues. It had been warning to remove internet cables from utility poles if ISPs continue to ignore their calls and failed to clear the due until October 1st. The Federation of Computer Association of Nepal, CAN Federation, has protested NEA's move to remove internet cables. According to a statement issued today by the CAN Federation, internet service has been affected in areas including Kathmandu, Bharatpur, Butuwal, Biratnagar, Dhankuta, Dharan, Taplejung, Khadichaur and Dhangadi after NEA removed internet cables. Group discussions are underway on the report presented in the first Statute General Convention of the CPN-UML. 10 groups were formed to discuss the political report of Chair K.P. Sharma Oli, the organizational report of General Secretary Iswar Pokharel, and the statute amendment proposal of Deputy General Secretary Bishnu Prasad Paudel presented at the convention. The presentation of the group discussion at the plenary session is yet to take place for two groups. This will be followed by the response from report presenters and passing other contemporary resolutions. The convention will also elect the Central Election Commission before coming to a close later today. A total of 6,347 delegates are participating in the ongoing general convention being held in Godavari of Lalitpur. Tourism activities have been officially opened inside the Chitwan National Park. Tourism activities were closed with the start of the second wave of COVID-19 pandemic. Tourism activities inside the park, which is closed every year during the rainy season, reopens as soon as the rain subsides. This year, however, the activities had remained closed due to COVID-19 and has now reopened. Chief Conservation Officer of the National Park, Ananath Baral, said all kinds of tourism activities inside and outside the park have resumed. The Buddha Foundation UK, a charity organization, has requested the government of Nepal to further promote and preserve Lumbini, the birthplace of Gautam Buddha. In a memorandum submitted to the government through the Nepali Embassy in London, the foundation has requested for more promotional programs at the international level about the Buddha's birthplace. The memorandum was handed over to Ambassador Lok Darshan Regbi by chairperson of the foundation, Deepak Shrestha, and other officials of the working committee. The memorandum called for further promotion of Lumbini, the birthplace of Gautam Buddha, which conveys the message of non-violence and peace to the world, and to include Lumbini in the passport of Nepal. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of the Province 1, Province 2 and Bagmati Province and at few places of the rest of the provinces. There are chances of heavy rainfall at few places of the Province 1 and Province 2 and chances of very heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Province 1 and Province 2. You are listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international update. Taiwan says a total of 39 Chinese military jets flew into its air defense on Saturday, the largest insertion by Beijing to date. Defense Ministry said the planes entered the area in two waves during the day and during the evening. It comes after 38 planes, including nuclear-capable bombers, entered the zone on Friday. China sees democratic Taiwan as a breakaway province, but Taiwan sees itself as a sovereign state. Taiwan has been complaining for more than a year about repeated missions by China's Air Force near the island. The government in Beijing, which is marking the 72 years since the founding of People's Republic of China, has so far made no public comment. Tens of thousands of people have been holding rallies across all 50 U.S. states in support of abortion rights. They have been galvanized in opposition to a new Texas law that severely limits access to abortions in the state. One woman who attended a march said she was there to support a woman's right to choose. The rallies were organized by those behind the annual Women's March. Thousands of people have taken to the streets in towns and cities across Brazil to protest against the country's president Jair Bolsonaro. The protests are organized by opposition parties and trade unions and fall exactly 1 year ahead of the country's election. Mr. Bolsonaro is currently falling behind in opinion polls. Many Brazilians are upset at the president's handling of the pandemic, where more than 600,000 people have died. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal Telecommunications Authority calls for making arrangements for unobstructed use of internet services. UML Statute Convention ending today. And Taiwan says dozens of Chinese planes entered its defense zone. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.